USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He claimed he was the victim of a hate crime attack last month at the hands of two supporters of President Trump. But now Empire actor Jussie Smollett is under arrest for allegedly filing a false police report and for having allegedly paid the two brothers who were seen in surveillance video to stage the attack on him.
I think that Jussie's conscience is probably not letting him sleep right now, so I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
That's the lawyer for the two men who were initially suspects in the case but have since told police they were hired by Smollett to stage the attack, and Smollett's expected in a courtroom later today. A U.S. Coast Guard officer is also expected in court. Christopher Paul Hassan is called a domestic terrorist by the FBI, which says he had a long list of Democrats and journalists he wanted to kill. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Teachers in Oakland, California, now on the picket line, striking over pay, the high cost of living, and overcrowded classrooms. The Trump administration continuing to express optimism about the president's second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which is coming up next week in Vietnam. This morning, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says total denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula remains the number one goal.
To keep the American people safe, we have to reduce the threat from a nuclear-armed North Korea, and then in turn we can work on peace and security in that peninsula and a brighter future for the North Korean people.
Pompeo speaking there on NBC's Today Show. The Department of Labor reporting this morning there were 216,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits filed last week. That was down from 239,000 the previous week, and it was also better than the economist's prediction of a drop to 229,000 new filings. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says an American woman who left the United States to join the Islamic State several years ago won't be allowed to come back. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
A 24-year-old woman who left Alabama in 2014 to join the Islamic State group in Syria now wants to return to the U.S. with her 18-month-old son. President Trump tweeted he told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to allow Hoda Muthana into the United States. Pompeo said she is not a citizen, reportedly because her father was a Yemeni diplomat when she was born in New Jersey. Her attorney says neither her nor her mother or father were diplomats.
Her parents were not diplomats at the time that Huda was born. So again, to answer, her parents were not diplomats.
Muthana is now in a refugee camp in Syria. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And an international summit begins today at the Vatican to discuss the protection of minors in the Catholic Church. Presidents of all bishops' conferences from all around the world are attending the summit, including the heads of Eastern Catholic churches, the heads of major Vatican offices, and leaders of religious orders. The summit coming days after ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was defrocked by the Vatican. Remember to find us online anytime. We have a newly designed, fun-to-use website. It's at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.